When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Here we go, hour three of the G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Wolchuk's top 10 is now lurking just a few minutes away here, coming up at 4:20. It's time now for a college football darty as we take it all in with the Chief.
Yes, sir. What a rivals weekend, man. I mean, my goodness, one for the ages.
Sure was.
A lot of fun games, a lot of not fun games, but the end of pretty much every one of the games, there was like 9 brawls. Everybody's protecting their territory, man. Crazy. Everybody's going full Baker, trying to plant the flag, be disrespectful. I get it. Emotional game. You go into your rival's house and you steal a victory after they've been talking ass for 4 quarters. I understand it. But, man, I had never seen something quite like that.
No.
And I know, Wolchuk, when we get into the wagon a little bit later, we'll go more into the big game. With the fellas at Ohio State taking that Wolverine L and pepper spray ends up on the field
because
everybody's just trying to KO each other.
Looking at each other like, what? And you're thinking, what has just gone on? They just pepper spray these poor kids? Yes, it's exactly what they did.
But nothing was more ridiculous than the sounds from the Friday night midnight yell at Kyle Field. The gift that keeps on giving. It feels like it feels like this is one big giant bit. This is like a parody. There's no way they can be serious when yell leader Kyle steps up to the microphone and hypes up the crowd for 30 seconds on a Friday night before you lose and your offense puts up a bagel against your biggest rival, the Longhorns.
Exactly what we're going to do to them, Mags. We're going to beat the ever-living, ever-loving, compound, complex, fight and take Saggy. That's some real little brother energy. Fight and take Saggy. There's nothing more disgusting than burnt orange. Fight and take Saggy. Saw that fat steer's horns off. Fight and take Saggy. Coach Jim Schlossnagel never belonged here anyway.
And they go crazy for it, man. Like, they are eating out of the palm of Kyler's hand.
They
love 18-year-old schmo in overalls is doing this weird gyrations while he keeps spitting out fighting Texas Aggies and then the dumbest thing you've ever heard, followed by the dumbest thing you've ever heard. But they love it, man. And the Aggie fans, I mean, the Aggie police report on Twitter was as electric as it's ever been. Kudos to them. They pulled out all the stops for a team, for a fan base that was about to watch their offense put up a big fat bagel. They went all freaking out, dude. And one of the photos was, Carter's going to put it up here, but it was a gentleman wearing a cowboy hat with a puppy dog, and him and his dog were on top of a steer. And
you don't get more Texas than that.
It was right outside the stadium, and the Aggie police tweet out, "University rules violation, PA 68. A man was riding a horse, and another man and his dog were riding a longhorn. They agreed to leave the campus." So that was kind of
a violation. Like, somebody wrote that down. We got an abundance of fools on horses. We got to start making rules.
I'm gonna let that go as long as that longhorn's just kind of moseying about.
Yeah, what are we doing? This is Texas.
Yeah. I guess a high traffic situation in and around Kyle Field at the time. Hundreds of thousands of people standing out to watch their team score 0 points offensively. And you never know when that thing's just going to drop a random grumper.
That's
on the sidewalk.
True.
You know, like the
those are big.
Good fertilizer.
Yeah, that's true. You know, make sure you park that thing on the grass. But
if it's a male, it's not. If it's a female, it is.
Oh, so the male is not good.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay.
T levels and whatnot.
Yeah, it's the phrase BS.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Man, it was good though. Subject.
I think if the guy's got a shovel up on top of that longhorn, you should be good. You know, one of those flat shovels you can really scoop it off the sidewalk.
Oh, poo scooper shovel.
Yeah. That'd be my law enforcement intervention. I'd be like, hey, you need a shovel up there. Might want to run by Home Depot on that thing.
Yeah, well, there's a part of when like the Aggies do march in. There's part of the cavalry that comes in, and they have a group that follows the horseback.
Good for them.
So
the shovels are around. The knowledge is there. Yeah. Guy just overlooked it, probably. Few too many coldies.
Yeah.
214
says. It's agricultural school, right?
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, okay. What the hell are we talking about?
Come on. Agricultural mechanical. Yeah.
Is this true about they don't boo at the midnight yell? They just snake hiss?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just, none of it sounds good.
Yeah.
Like the 972
is broad as hissing then.
Midnight yell. It's been going on for years. Some of our yell leaders have been pretty laughable, though. Why is everyone hating on us? It's because of that.
Like, you have 75,000 kids in the school.
I'm sorry.
Go find one in like speech or theater that can really put on a performance.
And then we don't boo, we snake hiss.
Yes.
Does that make it, like, how can we not make fun? Like, I'm sorry, okay?
A few too many bits.
It's
I like most of the
bits. Tough not to.
Yeah, I do like it. I'm pulling for him, but, you know, sometimes it does look a little bit cultish.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. I admired the...
number one cult school in Texas, by the way.
Yeah. Probably in the country.
Probably in the country. I'm with you on that
one. World.
I didn't want to be too hyperbolic.
No, it is. You know what? I'm here for the great state.
I kind of think Michigan might be
a rivalry back.
I think Michigan's kind of a cult school.
Is it?
I think
there's a bunch of cult schools, but I think the Aggies probably...
Everybody's got weird traditions, 100%. Like, I agree with you,
but
Dexter.
None weirder than yours.
Stand out above the rest.
Yeah, your tradition is weirder than all the others combined.
Yeah, Carter hit me up and said, BYU exists. Let's not forget.
Okay. Carter. College football Carter to the rescue.
Point to you.
Yeah. I've been soaking.
1A, 1B. What about the two men wearing reflective vests and hard hats entering the stadium with fake construction credentials? And arrested for criminal trespass. I got the details on this story because I saw that.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
As a part of the Aggie police report, I saw it. And then we find out that it is a couple of college kids, 21-year-old from College Station, 22-year-old from Houston, arrested at Kyle Field. They had fake names on their credentials, and it's hilarious that these names were able to pass through. You had... last name as crack, first name Harry.
Okay.
You had last name sort of like the McDouble or like a, you know, like a McChicken.
Oh,
you have McCockiner, first name Duncan.
Okay.
So those were the names on the fake
distinguished family.
Those are creative.
Yeah. Long lineage of McCockiners in College Station. I can't believe they were rejected here. But it was Logan Scalise and Julian Carrion that were the actual real.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships. And that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Criminals here.
You think and if they got popped, real names, they'd have gotten in?
They did get in. They got in for an extended period of time.
Yeah. How about his son Barry? He get into
Barry was the one who received the call from jail and had to bail out his son Duncan.
Dang!
There was an incredible video. You probably saw this a year ago. An A&M kid pretended to be a recruit, and he got to the Alabama A&M game, went in, got to be on the field, like never got caught, put out a whole full TikTok video of it and everything, and lived to tell the tale. It was incredible.
He had on a badge. That's like a pretty cool awesome.
Yeah,
badge.
He replicated the badge.
Fake Clay Thompson or something. Like, there's some respect here for like pulling something like this off. Unfortunately, these guys didn't make it out before even kickoff, I don't think.
Oh, man.
So,
and they took him to the clink for that?
They did, yeah. 3K,
that's a good bit.
3K bond.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to be arrested for that.
No, kicked out of the stadium, maybe not allowed back for the rest of the year.
Yeah, you're banned.
You know, but these guys are just super fans, and no harm, no foul. It's not like they got in there and started tearing stuff up.
You didn't hurt anybody.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, but you also have to set a bit of a precedent, don't you?
Well, don't make sense
out of
it.
You can't just Duncan McCockiner your way into Kyle Field at every turn. Okay, I'm looking to set two precedents. Number one, we do encourage bits at A&M. I think that's well established.
That's pretty well documented.
We want to have fun, and then we're going to need better security. You know, that's what it's come down to. You're not gonna get fans to stop the bits.
The message boards were on fire for the Aggies. What are you chuckling about?
Just some of the texts we're getting, and they're good. They're good.
My favorite text is the 214 saying a UT player should have planted the Longhorn flag in a Yale leader's ass after the game.
Oh, but Sark wouldn't allow that.
No, Sark was way too much of a gentleman for that.
They planted a flag in the Cotton Bowl this year, didn't they?
They did. They did on a Baker Mayfield jersey. Apparently, that's just tradition.
But that's also a somewhat of a neutral.
Yeah, it is.
It's nobody's home field necessarily.
I guess it through a man's jersey.
It's not in Norman. It's not
the Baker jersey. Yeah, that was a little violent.
How many days till the NCAA stops that one?
Yeah, I think that they're going to have conversations about this.
By Thursday, it's going
to
be.
They fined both schools like $100,000.
Oh,
that Michigan and Ohio State got fined to both $100,000.
They're going to have to do something, though, because this has been like we've got fans throwing stuff onto the field and then more fans and more stadiums and more teams it's happening to. Now you have brawl after brawl after brawl. I do think there was nine. I think it was nine college foot brawls over the weekend.
That's not good.
Don't you feel like you need to like play better so that didn't happen?
Yeah, I mean, you got four quarters.
You have some self-awareness.
If you don't want anybody like planting the flag, try and win the game.
But you won't see it again. I'm telling you, they're going to stop that one. By Friday, we're going to get an announcement. Yeah. We're going to talk about it on the show.
What are all the flag people going to do? They have nothing to do with their flags after
the game.
Well,
they still can wave the flag.
You just can't hand it to a player.
A player's just not going to take it and go plant it at midfield.
Can't be trusted. But real pepper spray was brought out.
That was a little much?
That was it might have been a little heavy-handed there, so. But at some point you have to kind of settle things down a little bit. You'd rather be tased though than pepper sprayed. Do I have that right?
I'd rather be tased than pepper sprayed. It lasts a long time.
Yeah. Okay,
that's tased you can get over.
Right, more of a Band-Aid ripping, but it's more embarrassing when you're flopping.
Because you look ridiculous. You look silly.
That video lives forever.
Yeah, you look crazy.
You're at midfield. Yeah. You got your pads on.
Yeah. Quiet ride home with your buddies. Yeah. Hey, man, let's not talk about that.
Especially if you were on the losing end of the game.
It did me wrong, right, bro?
No, man, you're good.
It did me wrong, bro. I didn't see it coming.
Aggie fans are down bad, though. You have the message boards where they're just going off. Bayou Ag 19 says, I don't even know where to start. But then he starts, I just lost all faith in Mike Elko. Idiotic game management. He just showed on national TV he's not ready, and he's not elite. 110 plus in the stands, and Sark walks in as cool as ice, and Texas dog walks us at home. Completely unacceptable. We don't really have a home field advantage, despite all that Friday night yelling.
Jeez.
Recruiting is bleeped. Your two five-star offensive tackles and five-star wide receiver you hosted probably want to go play for Texas now, and we just bought their tickets. 7-1 to 8-4. Another November collapse, like a script at this point. Wow. Yeah, and in 13 years, zero SEC championship game appearances. Texas comes in year one, your house, all the marbles, boom, it's ours now, and your offense can do nothing. That's tough, but it's also kind of funny at the same time. The Miami Hurricanes spit the bit. They're up 21-7, and they lose to Syracuse. Good news for the Syracuse head coach, Fran Brown's wife, because his husband was able to shower, of course, after the game, because winners get showers, and he is a winner. But despite that, I mean, win or lose, shoot or shoot. And Sebastian the Ibis, the mascot for the Hurricanes, apparently, allegedly, during the loss, at one point, saw a Syracuse reporter, Ashley Wenskoski, and shot his shot with her. Yeah. She tweeted out that Sebastian the Ibis. I love that she went with the full mascot name there.
Sebastian the Ibis. The Ibis was shooting a shot with me.
Kneeled down next to me and leaned over at one point during the game and asked me for my phone number. And I do kind of love that. I can't imagine wearing a duck costume and having the confidence to walk up to anyone and shoot my shot. But that's the type of confidence, despite losing to Syracuse, that the Miami mascot had.
Who collapsed the worst down the road? Would BYU be up there too?
Yeah,
BYU and Miami
both did.
Who collapsed? Who had the worst collapse? Because like, didn't BYU start like 9-0?
Yeah,
and then they're like finished 10-2.
I'd probably lean Miami. They had a chance to win that game, and Cristobal is going to Cristobal.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he kicks a field goal. You're down seven, and you kick a field goal on fourth down inside like the 10-yard line when the defense, the Hurricanes defense, you had no chance of stopping Syracuse, who was just running up and down the field all day long. And so the Canes never get the ball back. The final 3.5 minutes, they just watch their team lose because their coach depended on what is one of the – it'll be the worst defense in the playoff if they end up making it. So crystal ball is going to crystal ball. And then the Gerald Mincy player who was injured for Kentucky and then during the game moseyed on over to the concession stands and was photoed ordering what I believe to be a Frito pie. I mean, I don't know what else would really get you going in a scenario like that, but never come between a man and his Frito pie. I have no issue with this. Never. He was injured. He was inactive. What was he going to do? Your team was losing anyways. There was nothing he could do.
It
was probably
big,
better that he just went and calmed down because he probably had maybe a low blood sugar situation. He was about to get hangry. All of a sudden, you have infighting. Okay, think about all the brawls we had. What if you had teammates doing that? That would be a way worse look. Go get you something to eat, man. Maybe you got a Snickers.
Thank you, Chief. Well stated once again. It's time for Woolchuck's Top 10 420. Buddy, where are you taking it?
It's one of the greatest days of the year that we celebrated yesterday, National Pie Day. Best pies, 877-881-1053. I know that one answer is going to get flooded in the text, and I'm ready for it. That's next.